So, this is the last couples meeting of our marriage preparedness program. I hope that you both have learned some things to help with your upcoming marriage. As a professional marriage counselor and a university professor, I have a unique perspective on what temptations young individuals have to endure in today's world. That's why I insist on talking about subjects that are often dismissed during standard couples counseling. The challenges faced by young individuals can be difficult to navigate. We cannot pretend that being constantly exposed to alcohol, drugs, and explicit sex does not have an effect on a new marriage. Today, the internet has given young people easy access to many moral temptations, creating tough decisions. As we have discussed in our sessions, it is my belief the best way to overcome temptation that might put stress on a marriage is to understand the stress and how to cope. Couples need to be prepared to deal with each situation they confront. The next counseling session will be a preparedness retreat for males only to interact with each other and discuss what temptations they have to deal with on a daily basis. There will be training sessions and small group reality situations to learn how to react when confronted with tempting choices. There will be guest speakers with question and answer periods on ways to deal with specific issues. The emphasis will be on using the things you've learned in counseling to make decisions that help keep your marriage healthy and fulfilling. As a licensed counselor specializing in young adults and having been happily married for a number of years, I have been invited to be one of the speakers. Alex, if you don't mind, I'll just pick you up at your home on Friday morning and we can carpool to the seminar. Alex, now that our long drive is over, I hope you can begin to relax. I noticed you squirming in your seat on the drive up. My appearance? What about my appearance? Oh, my dress? Oh, well, yes, it is a bit more revealing than my professional attire. This weekend, I want to give you some personalized attention and hopefully tempt you in ways that will help you cope with life as a married man. And not only that, sometimes when I'm away from home, I like to let my hair down and enjoy myself. And goddamn, baby, with you around, I'm definitely going to enjoy myself. Oh, nothing. Just thinking out loud. So, sweetie, for the rest of the weekend, as part of your counseling, I am playing the role of temptress. This will be part of your introduction into the real world and just one of the many sinful things available. And I'm not even charging you extra. So, as you look at me in this little black dress, do you think I can be tempting? Now, let's check into our hotel and raid the fucking minibar. I need a drink. My husband doesn't allow me to drink alcohol. So when I'm away from home, I try to forget I'm married. Don't look so surprised. I may have a happy marriage, but I am still a woman who likes to get noticed by cute young men like yourself. By the way, I hope it's okay that I requested connecting rooms. Oh, Alex, we've had a wonderful day so far. Your directed education is going perfectly. You participated in all the educational seminars, and you've been a gentleman all day when around me and the other counselors. Although I did notice you staring at my breasts every chance you got. No need to apologize. You are no different than all of the other men here. I would also like to compliment you on your dinner etiquette. The way you let me tempt you by rubbing my foot against your leg throughout dinner was so sexy. Yes, I could tell it felt nice. I could also tell it was definitely having an effect and making you hard. The way you would jump just a little every time I got close to your cock. Oh, baby, you are getting red. It was definitely okay. The longing in your eyes each time I moved my foot away. God damn, that was hot. Now, as we sit here in this bar and you order drinks for us, I realize that not only are you a handsome man, but also extremely sexy. Hell, just listening to your young voice has gotten me horny as shit. The way you let everyone know you're an alpha male, just from your demeanor, that is enough to make any woman wet. God damn, I am so horny. What's that? Why am I being so flirtatious and talking this way? Why? Am I bothering you with the flirty way I keep touching you? Or does it surprise you the way I say goddamn and all of the other curse words you never hear me say? I'm glad it doesn't actually bother you, but I can see why you are surprised. You see, Alex, I am not really as prim and proper as I act back home. In fact, I was quite wild before I married. Now I rarely have a chance to get away from the university setting without my husband. So whenever I do, I like to enjoy myself by being a naughty girl. I also like to teach certain young men about the real possibility they will often be tempted by beautiful women. Right now, I am on a trip surrounded by handsome young men. And for this weekend, I am in the mood to get wild and play. Yes, I am. And Alex, I've chosen you to play with. Oh, sweetie, I know you're interested in what games I want to play. After all, you have had a stiffy ever since dinner. Don't be embarrassed. I would be shocked if my flirting didn't cause you to get a hard on. Why don't we go back to the hotel and change into more comfortable clothes? Yes, that's what I said. Give me 30 minutes, then come to my room and we'll continue with your education. Well, hello. Exactly 30 minutes. Good boy. I do love promptness. What? My outfit? I bought this especially for you, sweetie. I told you I'm going to be tempting you. Baby, tonight, that includes giving you a hands-on lesson on how to make love. Or rather, how to have sex and please your future bride. Yes, that's right. I thought this see-through nightie might stimulate your animal desires and create some sinful thoughts in that beautiful head of yours. Judging from your reaction, I can already see it's working. Your cock is trying to rip a hole in your boxers. Let's not waste any more time. I have been horny all day, and I've gotten even hornier since we left the bar. Now, come over here and kiss me, you young stud. Oh. Shit, baby. Wow. Sweetie, you are one hell of a kisser. Jesus Christ, your lips are fucking amazing. Firm and hot. Fuck. Fuck. Oh. damn, baby. Oh, yes. Kiss me hard. Oh. Oh, God. Shit. Oh, my God, baby. It's only the preliminaries, and you have my pussy totally drenched. Shit. It's been a long time since I've been this turned on. Damn, I'm horny as fuck, you young bastard. And I need some hard cock. Take those damn shorts off, and let me see what's been pushing into my thigh. Come on now, don't be shy. What? Me, aggressive? I'm aggressive when I know what I want. And baby, I want your cock now. So show me. Show me right now. Oh my fucking shit. God damn. Sweetness, that is one hell of a beautiful fucking cock. Holy hell. Look at how long and thick you are. The veins running through the shaft are beautiful. Ugh, and look at those goddamn balls. Hanging down, just bloated with cum. I am so impressed, young man. You are one well-hung motherfucker. Jesus. My cunt is leaking and badly in need of attention. Please, get down on your knees. I need to feel that tongue licking my pussy lips. Just let me sit on the bed and open my thighs. Now you can push your cute face in between my thighs and kiss your way up to my hot little cunt. Oh, yes. Oh, baby. Oh, push up in there. Lick my wet pussy lips. Oh. Use your fingers and spread them open so you can get all of my cream. Oh. Oh, Christ Jesus. So good. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Eat my pussy, baby. Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God. You are a cunt-hungry boy. Oh. Oh, let me. Oh, God. Let me grind my pussy lips against your tongue. Oh, fuck. Oh. Yes. Yes. Oh. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, you lovely boy. You eat pussy like you haven't been fed in weeks. Oh. Oh, it seems you really enjoy eating out a married woman's cunt. Oh. Yes, baby. Yes. Yes. Oh my fucking God. Oh shit. Oh, get up in there and open your mouth wide. Oh, take my entire cunt into your mouth. Oh God. Fuck. Oh, that feels so goddamn good. Oh, let me give you a little help. Stay deep between my thighs. Oh, stud. Oh. I'm just gonna grab the back of your head and push. Oh. Oh, God. Yes, baby. Yes. Oh, keep eating. Keep eating that puss. Oh. Oh, shit. Oh, God. Oh, my fucking God. Oh, that feels so amazing. Oh, 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 now, oh, lick my clit, yes, 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 baby, yes, oh, Christ, lick it, oh, Christ, sweetie, now suck on my clit, fuck, oh, suck it hard, oh, yes, Oh my God. Oh, now baby, go lower. Oh, go lower. That's it. Oh, move your face down. Oh, yes. Oh, eat my puckered asshole. Oh, God, yes. Yes, keep doing that. Oh, holy fucking hell. You're taking me to heaven, sweetie. Oh, my God. Oh, eat me. Oh, Christ. Eat me deep. God, tongue fuck me. Oh, God. The way you tongue my pucker little asshole is amazing. Oh, now push in. Oh, deep. Oh, yeah, as you can. And hold it, baby. Oh, God. Oh, God. God damn it. Oh, God, you're driving me crazy. Oh, lick me. Keep tonguing. Oh, keep tonguing me. Oh, you little bastard. Yes, baby. Oh, God. Now go back to my tight little pussy and pay special attention to my clit. Oh, God. Yes, sweetie. Yes. Yes. I'm almost there. Oh, God. I'm getting really close. Let me push hard against your face. Oh, God. Yes. God damn it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Fuck. Oh, Oh, I'm closing in, baby. Keep going. Oh, yes. Oh, keep licking my goddamn clit. Oh, yes. Suck it harder. Suck it harder. Don't stop. Oh, God, yes. Yes. Oh, don't you dare stop. Oh, shit. Oh, God, yes. Yes. Oh, fucking hell, sweetheart. Oh, my God, this feels so good. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Oh, damn it. Oh, you beautiful boy. That was amazing. Oh, you are one talented pussy eater. Oh. Now, let me repay the favor. Let me taste you and try to swallow that enormous fucking cock. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck. This is the biggest cock I have ever tried to swallow. Oh. 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 Oh, my fucking God. Oh. Shit. Oh. Lover, you are totally hard now, and you do taste so fucking good. But I have got to have you in my cunt now, baby. Lay on the bed. Lay on the fucking bed. Do it. Lay down. Right fucking now. I'm gonna ride that monster cock bareback. And you, my sweet boy, you're gonna fuck up into me as hard as you can. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Your fucking cock is stretching me apart. You are hitting my cervix, and there's still more of the shaft to go. Oh, God damn it. My pussy is so full, you're definitely pushing into my cervix. Shit. I have never in my life felt so full. Just give me a second or two to get used to being this stretched apart. Oh, now. Oh, thrust up into me, baby, while I ride this huge ass dick. Oh. 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 Oh, yes. Oh. This isn't going to take long at all, sweetie. Yes. Oh, God, this feels amazing. Oh. Oh, yes, I'm going to come again. Oh, I'm going to come. Oh, God, I'm going to come again so fucking fast. Jesus Christ, pound my cunt. Pound it. Pound it. Oh, slap those balls against my firm ass. Oh, separate the walls of my cervix. And spill your, oh, God, your warm cum directly into my womb. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, make every stroke count. Yes, make it count. Oh. Are you ready to come yet? No, you're not. Oh, it's okay to come. I fucking swear it's okay to come inside of me. Don't worry, baby. You won't knock me up. Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, you're okay. Oh, yeah. My husband doesn't know this, but oh, God. I'm on the pill for occasions just like this. Just think of this as a good lesson in how to knock up your future wife. Fuck when the time is right. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, God, I'm getting, oh, God, yes. Oh, I'm getting close to coming. Oh. Pound me. Oh, drive it. Drive your dick. Oh, oh, God, yes. Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Damn. Oh, my fucking Christ. Oh. Oh. Jesus Christ, baby. That was amazing. Oh, my God. I came so hard. I squirted all over your cock. Oh. Oh. Oh, fucking hell, sweetie. You are a maniac pussy pounder. Oh, and look at that. You still have a heart on. You didn't even come yet. After all of that pounding into my tight cunt hole, you didn't come and you're still raring to go. How could you not fucking come? I know for a fact I have a very tight pussy, and I definitely know how to use it, so I know it's not me. You're just a real stud, young man. Your new wife is going to love getting fucked by you. That is, after her pussy gets used to taking a beating. Shit, it's a challenge for me now, and I know I can give head with the best. Let me take care of that huge cock with my mouth and suck you off. After I swallow your load, We can order room service. I will definitely need more energy so my tempting body can keep going all goddamn night. And if you buy me a nice bottle of wine, I may even educate you in the fine art of fucking a married counselor in her goddamn asshole. Would you like that? Sweetie?